regular meeting of the Transportation Advisory Board. Yeah, I see some new faces here, so why don't we go around and introduce ourselves so we know who we are. I'll start, Rich Faith, Chair of this board.
Gary Cummings, I'm a Westland resident and I live in the Melhurst Neighborhood Association. We just had a meeting last night, a lot of it was about transportation, so I'll be talking during meeting comments.
Mary Baumgartner, City Council President and Traffic Advisory Board Liaison.
Rick Larson, I'm a newbie to the Transportation Advisory Board and I'm also on the City Budget Committee.
Jeff Root, Board Member.
Everybody, I'm Clark. I am the Senior Project Engineer with the City of Westland. I'm here to really just sit in today and hear what Eric's talking about, where I'm aware of what's going on.
Is that Clark?
Yep.
Clark. Thank you.
Eric Leas, Public Works Director, City Engineer.
Evan Garrish, Transportation Advisory Board Member. Tom Royce, TAB Member. That's my second meeting to attend.
Chelsea Nguyen, I live in the Willamette neighborhood and I've been here before to talk about 19th Street.
All right, welcome all of our guests and. You know, at the far end on the screen, could you tell us who you are?
Greg DiLoreto, TAB member.
And did I catch it? You said you were on the Hill. You're in Washington, D.C.?
Yes. I mean, it's now 9 o'clock. Yes, I'm on the Hill. Been here since Tuesday. So I make my yearly pilgrimage here. This is it.
Thanks for your dedication to represent on the Hill. Okay. Let's see. So our next order of business is to review and approve the summary notes, not from August 2023, but October 25th. Right?
Yeah.
On the agenda, it says from August, but we've already approved that.
Yeah.
Or have we?
I don't think we met.
Wait a minute. Let's see, because we in this. Yeah, because we met in October. We met in October, approved the minutes in October.
Okay.
So now we need to approve the minutes from our last meeting as a group, not the one that we met with council in December. But the October, October 25th meeting. And so everyone should have gotten a copy of those. Before I open that up for any discussion, I do have a question of my own here. So I don't see, it's Rick, right? It's Rick Larson on here as either present or absent. And there's a Tom Royce, and I don't know who this Tom Royce. Well, there's two Tom Royces. Are you the R-E-U-S-F?
No.
That one. Yeah, okay. I'm familiar with that one. It's this other Tom Royce. Who's the other Tom Royce?
I'm sure that's not a typo.
Maybe it was misspelled another time.
Well, it has a member present, a Tom Royce, R-O-Y-C-E, member absent, Tom Royce, R-E-U-S-S. And there's no accounting for Rick Larson.
I'm not invited to that meeting. I think I might have been, I wasn't.
You have been appointed. We got the notice that you and Tom actually were both appointed at the same time. And so I had noticed that you were officially on the board, but you didn't get the notice of the meeting.
I didn't get invited, no. The letter that I got said there was a meeting in November, and I came for a meeting, and there was nobody here.
Oh, geez.
It also said there was supposed to be a meeting in January.
Well, that's not for this. Are you sure that's not the other committee you said you were on? Didn't you say you were on that?
No, it's not. Oh. It's the letter I got from the mayor.
There's only
the meetings are that, and that's you.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you? Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I think you're on.
Okay. Well, I think to make this correct is Tom Royce, R-O-Y-C-E, doesn't exist as far as this committee is concerned. And so I think, and Rick Larson, apparently was not duly informed of this, so we can excuse that. So, but just so we get this straightened out, there is no Tom ROYCE as a member of this board.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So, anything else? Does anyone have any corrections, additions, whatever, to the summary notes for October 26, 2023? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Tom Royce. Is there a second?
No, that wasn't Tom.
Oh.
Evan.
I knew it came from. If I'm a, I have water in my ears today. I did some swimming today, and I'm still plugged up in both ears, so I'm having a little difficulty. All right. Sorry about this. So Garth moved to approve the minutes and.
Evan.
Bear with me. Bear with me. Evan did. Sorry about that.
We need name tags.
Yeah. All right. And now we'll take a second to the motion. Jeff seconds the motion. So we have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was a silent aye coming from Greg, was it? I saw the lip move and I didn't hear anything. All right. Anyone opposed? All right. That, yeah, that works, Greg. Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down. It's probably going to work better. All right. So our meeting summary notes from October have been approved. Okay. We're now at public comment. And so anyone here, not a member of the board that wishes to address us, may do so now.
Thank you. I did email Eric this week and found out you guys are meeting about prioritization of the sidewalks. The last I came in was spring and I was waiting to come back this fall, was told that they would get a traffic analysis of Osmond and 19th. As far as I know, it wasn't done. And we had a letter from the Neighborhood Association asking for 19th Street because of the safety and the needed routes, especially with the new school, to be bumped up to high priority. I see that it's still medium. I don't know if that's because this meeting is the one that bumps it up or what the process is for that. I don't know. I know there's a lot of new members here, but some people are the same faces as far as the safety around 19th and there not being a sidewalk on either side and there's a blind coming over the hill. For those of you who aren't familiar, and kids have to take it in order to get to the safe routes. It's either they have to go down to Blankenship or they have to go to Dollar, and there's no sidewalk to get to either. Kids are riding their bikes in the middle of the road. I mean, I've almost hit kids. I'm aware because I have children that are young and they're literally my kids' friends, but they're just out. So yeah, I guess that's my question. I don't know if there's any answers around that, if there's a prioritization thing happening, if it's getting bumped up, or what, because there was never an analysis done in the fall.
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't had the bandwidth to tackle that yet. Part of this tonight was to go through the pedestrian gap analysis, I guess, that was in the 2016 TSP. And trying to figure out, are there projects that need to be moved up on the priority list, and what are those and why? So that's kind of the thought behind tonight's look at these projects. But after you came in, we had some a roundabout policy that we worked through council with. But yeah, I haven't been able to look at those streets and what I know we had talked about Osmond at one point, like what would that look like? So that was, hopefully my email was clear, but yeah, we just haven't been able to get anything off the ground yet. So.
Okay. Oh, I mean, the email pretty much, we just attached this and said that this meeting is about the prioritization. So,
yeah.
yeah, I guess I'm here again to advocate for the change given the school. I mean, it's, as far as Osmond goes, there is a sidewalk down Osmond. 19 doesn't have any. But Osmond, at least from Blankenship to Dollar, has a sidewalk. It's not the best, but there is a safe route. Or unlike 19th, there isn't really a safe route at all, and it pushes people into the street, and there's that blind hill. So I guess my goal is to still come and advocate for the neighbors assigned the survey that we brought in. I brought in the spring with signatures on it, and hopefully that and the letter from the neighborhood association will be at the forefront of your mind for prioritization.
So Eric, yeah, I'm looking back at the summary from that May special meeting that you were here as well as others, and it certainly was our recommendation to City Council and to staff to conduct a study of that corridor in conjunction with Osmond to evaluate the need for sidewalks on both streets. So it hasn't been done, and can you refresh us again on where it stands?
It still stands that it needs to be done, but we haven't had the bandwidth to kick it off a project yet, put out an RFP, figure out what we need to do with it yet. We've got Safe Routes to School project out, we've got waterline project that we just went out and bid for, so we haven't been able to do, but that it's not
because of other priorities.
Yeah.
See. So okay. But what is the prospect? I mean, we're in a new year, and so my question would be, what are the prospects that it can be tackled this year?
Well, I hope from this meeting I'll have more direction on what is it we want to do. I understand the requests from the neighborhood,
yeah.
But from that meeting, it was, I understand there's a need in that neighborhood for sidewalk, but my comments then were Osmond is the higher classified street.
Right.
So if we were going to do sidewalks in the neighborhood, it would be awesome. Right, yeah. Now, that's...
Right.
That would be the process we would follow.
Can I ask why that is classified higher when there is already an existing sidewalk, at least on one side?
Well, so in the TSP, they were, and at that time we updated, and I apologize for not knowing exactly the reason why, but some streets were classified higher, some were declassified, but it has to do with traffic volume on the street is the reason that would be a, I think it's a collector
versus a neighborhood street.
Versus a neighborhood street.
So we might be talking, this might be to the physical classification of the entire street itself, not the priority classification of sidewalk.
I mean, curious also as far as, when was that analysis done, given the fact the school, I mean, a lot of people cut through 19th to get from Willamette to Blankenship to Johnson Road. I mean, that is, it feels like a street that is cut through.
You're asking for the date of the actual study on...
I mean, I'm saying, like, yeah, when was that done that said Osmond was more traffic?
Yeah, it would have been prior. Yeah, because it wouldn't have been done in the last 2 years. Yeah.
Just one clarification. So what you sent out is dated October 2023, but in fact, the old information from the initial survey, right?
So these maps were created in October, but they're based off of the data from the TSP.
Right. And so I think that's a little bit maybe misleading because there is a lot of outdated, and it's outdated information, right?
Yeah.
So probably what we're going to do, end up doing is looking at everything and make it current, I would think. And, you know, we'll get to this discussion, but it's going to have to get current, and then we're going to have to talk about should we prioritize projects in a different manner, given us a school there now or whatever. So I know for me, my case, looking at my neighborhood, it's completely different than what shows on that map, so.
Yeah, I guess it just.
Does that help? I mean, does that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it sounds like there needs to be new data. It sounds like there's different classifications, even though I considered that one street already has a sidewalk and one has none.
Right.
To me, that would be a no-brainer, but also considered with the traffic volume, it should be both. I mean, to me, that would make sense.
Yep.
Yeah, Eric, so just so I'm clear, these maps here, this handout, is this intended to address this question? Is that what this is all about here?
So, sort of. The intent was last year when questions came up about gaps in sidewalk, it was 19.
Right.
This is identified in our TSP as having, where are those gaps?
Okay.
And there's prioritization lists of each. And so my thought was, I've got maps, and I apologize, I can pull them up here so they're larger and you can see them better. I know the table is awful small. But thought was, if we don't agree with these lists and the prioritizations, then what is it we want to do?
And it looks as if neither Osmond or 19 are in the TSP, right? This is the total of pedestrian related improvement projects. So
they're down here. If you go to the back page, it's the Willamette section. 19 at least is at the bottom. Some of it is talking about, some of it already kind of exists. Like, for example, West, like, installed sidewalks on both sides from Blankenship to Nova Court.
Are you reading that off that sheet?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
What superpower I have to that nice. Yeah, so I mean, again, the neighborhood, I don't know if they can do this. If you can improve one side, I mean, people would be gracious with one side, even. I don't know if that's possible. You have to do both sides to improve something, but I think people would be grateful for one side, mm-hmm. even. Mm-hmm. The east side, I believe, is the most
important.
Greg, can you see that? Is that what I'm sharing, or what do you see?
You're showing the strategy and the pedestrian plan.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see it.
Well, I was trying to show this.
I don't think we can go forward until we complete this study, because, you know, we have a whole city to be looking at. And so we need to know what street project or what sidewalk projects meet the criteria that we've laid out. We start with the criteria, we need to do the analysis, and then we can make a determination about whether the priorities we had in the transportation system plan before are correct or not. We got to do that. I mean, tonight, I would vote tonight, start changing the priorities. We have no reason to be able to do that yet.
So this is the strategy that's listed in the TSP for pedestrian system needs. Provide continuous pedestrian facilities along all arterial and collector streets and neighborhood routes identified as parts of safe routes to school, network or commercial streets, provide access to essential destinations such as transit stops and services, schools, parks, and commercial areas, and the local community center, library, and city hall, provide access to Metro's regional pedestrian network, trails and greenway network, and Clackamas County principal active transportation routes. Prioritize pedestrian improvements along streets that provide the greatest benefit to the transportation system. That's a little vague.
Yeah, I understand wanting in the ballots, because I guess it doesn't seem like that's been a priority at this point. And so it's supposed to be done in the fall. We're now almost at the end of winter. I'm just curious, how does that become a priority to be able to make these decisions?
I don't know. I don't have it. It's not currently listed as a capital project or a budget item. That's not to say that we couldn't find the money to do it. But I know it sounds like, and I'm not trying to come here and make excuses, but we just, I mean, it seems like just the other day we were meeting about 9th and 19th Street, and there's been a million things, projects related and so on, that we haven't had a chance to get going on it.
I can interject here. So I think, like Greg alluded to, we really need to get our data updated, right? So I think just based on these maps, it's a good way to start. Seems like we've got to get boots on the ground and get out there and look at our current conditions and get it updated, right? So we know what we have. And then we need to decide as a group, do we want to push for, there's a lot of projects here that are sidewalks down two sides of a road, right? Well, like you said, do we want to just say, okay, we'll take one just to get the thing started?
When you say to figure boots on the ground to figure out what we have,
right?
Are you, because we can go through this list and mark off, yes, this has been done.
Right.
No, this hasn't.
Right.
I mean, we can do that.
Okay, well, that's okay.
The thought being was that what projects along Austin, let's say, would we need to do versus 19? Are we thinking we need to do like a whole, if I'm hearing Greg correctly, we need to do like a whole citywide analysis again, and that this data is too far out of date?
For my opinion, I mean, I could take one map in my neighborhood and I could go out and update it, right? Say, I live on Rosemont, so I'll just give an example. This has a high priority project from Santa Anita to Wild Rose for sidewalks on both sides of Rosemont Road. That's done. So, but it's still showing on here as a high priority project. So there's no need to sit here and depend on that because it's already been done.
On both sides?
Pardon?
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
So, that's what I was thinking, and I'm not advocating a whole new big study. That's, you know, I know what that means.
You just want to go through and update what's actually physically been done on the list already.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that makes sense. I would go beyond that. I would say we would want to take a look at the projects that are on the TSP and revisit those to see if we still believe they take priority over 19.
Especially since there's a pool added and you're having neighborhood input that is saying,
yeah,
we want to, and the neighborhood association voted on, they want to prioritize this. Like, they voted on that. They wrote a letter for it. So to me, merely for the fact of Willamette neighborhood, we got a new school. I mean, that changes everything. It should. I mean, some of these, maybe there aren't as many changes. Like, there might be some stuff done, but like maybe there aren't as many changes because there aren't a big change to the neighborhood yet.
Yeah, but I really do think that what we have to do is we have to evaluate what projects remain to be done and how they compare to what you're requesting here, you and your neighborhood. Yes, Mary.
I just would like to make a point, I guess, of order, if nothing else, that we're still in public comment and this has turned into kind of a discussion. So in the interest of everyone's time and the process, I think we need to point that out because there's another person to give public comment and this might be part of our discussion for the meeting anyway.
We actually have it on as a business item to talk about sidewalk infill. So you're absolutely correct. Good point. So thank you very much. we'll take this up further when we get into our regular business portion of the meeting, okay?
I have a basketball practice to go to, so I'm going to head out. Thank you.
Well, are your three partners?
They're not, it's not my basketball.
Oh, so you're not the one.
My 9-year-old.
Okay.
Great, thank you so much for having me.
Right. All right. Thank you, Jesse. Okay. Terry, do you have something you wanted to address?
Yeah. Hi, Terry Cummings, West Wing resident. By the way, listening to Chelsea, I want to echo what she said, the importance of getting that particular project really is ramped up since the 2016 transportation plan because of that school. That school was marketed to the people with the idea that the kids could walk to school, and we don't have a safe way for them to walk to school, and that's absolutely inexcusable. So I certainly hope that we don't have to have a child hurt in order to get it to happen. So in the Merrillhurst Neighborhood Association, we had a Merrillhurst Neighborhood Association meeting last night. We didn't know that this meeting was coming up, but there was significant discussion about wanting to see the sidewalks improved on, get this project done, and wanting to, just curious to know what the status of it was. So I'm mostly here to listen, but also to tell you that this is important to our neighborhood. If you look at that wiggly line there on the north end of town, that's Merrillhurst Drive, as it comes up around several corners and winds up on Suncrest going towards Rosemont. It's one of the few routes that people can take to get down to Highway 43, to get onto the bus, to get to work or do whatever, from the city limits to Hidden Springs. These are all very steep routes. They're difficult, and Merrillhurst Drive literally has ditches next to the fog line where you can't even walk. My husband used to have to jump into the curb when a car came by. My husband walked up and down that hill to his job to get on the bus to OHSU for the last 4 years before he retired. It's dangerous. It's arduous as well, and it's you know, not something everybody is going to want to do, but you know, whatever you do walk it, you want it to at least have somebody, someplace to put your feet. So the Merrillhurst Neighborhood Association worked really hard in 2016 to advocate for having a sidewalk at least on one side. And it seemed like the outermost part made the most sense. It's a difficult terrain. We know it'll be an extremely expensive project, and I certainly wouldn't want to prioritize it over our children's safety, but it does involve the safety of our Skyline neighborhood, Merrillhurst neighborhood, Robinwood neighborhood, and even some people in Hidden Springs that might choose to go that route. So, and then the other thing is, as far as when you get to the topic of any bill, is that we also have some streets in our neighborhood. It's kind of an older neighborhood. It's built in the 50s and 60s, you know, mid 70s and so forth, where sidewalks weren't being put in, a lot like Robinwood and parts of Willamette and Sunset. And, you know, there's some streets that probably don't need sidewalks, but then there's other streets like Merrillhurst Drive that again, people have talked about almost getting hit by cars, having to almost like jump into the ditch when they're walking their dog. The dogs almost get hit. People feel really unsafe, and the traffic is increasing. So we have come to the city before and asked that these situations where literally we've got a ditch next to the fog line, that you find some way to make that a pedestrian path. Thank you for listening.
Could I ask a question of you?
Yeah.
Is the project shown on this map then the entire length of Merrillhurst Drive from 43 to Rosemont?
Yeah, well, like what was pointed out earlier, there are some areas that have been done. There's pretty much sidewalks on both sides of Suncrest now.
Oh, I see.
There's a little gap there because there's a piece of property that's still on, a county property that's not annexed. And we do appreciate that we have, you know, mostly have sidewalks. There's, you know, just some gaps. It's nice to see that finished because honestly, Suncrest is getting very heavily trafficked. And was it, there's something else about this. Oh, and we want to thank you for putting the striping in on the sidewalk of Valley View and Suncrest. The sidewalk, the crosswalk there now has striping. We've been asking that for years and it got done this year after a child got hit. So thank you for doing that.
So this is like another one we need to go through and update what has been done on Merrillhurst from 43 to Rosemont. Because some of it has, there has been some improvements made, correct? Right.
Suncrest's major project was done after the park was, some park in response to the park improvements.
Okay.
I think, let's see, there was more that was going to be done with Merrillhurst intersection with Highway 43. The original TSB was going to widen it and make more room for the turn lanes, and then that got cut back. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Well, so our original RFFA grant with Metro and ODOT had Highway 43 improvements from Mapleton to Lake Oswego. That got bronk over time to include the Hidden Springs intersection to Cedar Oak. That was this last year with the, we were gonna have to purchase right away from the church and that fell through. So that got thrown out as well. So basically our RFFA grant along with the match will go to improve Merrillhurst intersection.
Oh, that will be.
Yeah. I'm still working with ODOT.
Okay, the neighborhood was disappointed. We thought we understood that it was kind of getting pitched.
It's basically going to be improvements to the ramps, the signal, and that, but it's not going to be widespread improvements.
There won't be a dedicated, it won't be widened at all for more turning queues?
No.
Okay, I see.
So it's strictly a bike path.
But it was original.
To have the more of a turn lane.
That intersection was going to be, it's going to be more of a more comprehensive project, right? It got changed, didn't it?
I don't recall what improvements were going to be done to it in the original. But there are going to be some improvements. There's a partition up Merrillhurst that we're partnering with. Eventually, we'll have sidewalk from Upper Mid Hill down to Highway 43. But as far as the up the hill, I don't recall what happened. If I know previous director talked about, if you just talked about doing a study or kind of a conceptual plan on what sidewalks would look like on Merrillhurst, I don't know if that ever went anywhere. Do you recall?
I don't.
I know it's a heavy lift. There's a lot of right-of-way issues with the ditches. The ditches are where the sidewalk needs to be, so we're going to be some storm improvements. But
I mean, we literally don't even have 1 foot wide to walk on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds to me like this is something we will also want to discuss under the sidewalk info discussion of the agenda tonight as well. So we'll fold that in and make note of your request.
Thank you.
Anything further? Gary, anything else? That's it? Okay. All right. All right. So now we move on to our regular business here, or business. First order of business being to elect the chair and vice chair for this coming year. Just a note, I don't know if you all saw the email that, who was it? Oh, Carl Turner has resigned from this board. So we'll have to take him out of consideration for the position, both positions. So with that, I will open the floor to nominations for the chair for this coming year. Also, just information purposes that Evan is currently the vice chair. And although there's no formal policy about it, I guess many would think that mean that he is the likely person to step into the position of chair, but that's entirely up to him. I just wanted to point that out.
Sure. Does the chair usually do a couple years?
Chair can do as many years as they want, as the group wants them to do, or her. I don't think there's any.
According to council rules, they can only do it for 2 years and then you have to take a break.
Is that right? Right. Okay.
So, you can do it one more year.
All right. So I'm eligible for one more year. All right. That's good to know. Okay. All right. Well, back to where we were. The opening floor to nominations for chair for the 2023 year. Do I have a nomination?
I'll give you one.
Rich Faith for another year as chair.
Second.
I am willing to serve one more year. I didn't realize that there's a term limit, but that's fine. The only caveat I want to throw out there is that I do know I will not be here for the April meeting. That's the only one that I'm sure of, but beyond that, I think I'm good. So anyway, I did hear that my name was nominated by Evan and seconded by Jeff. Is that Jeff? Oh, by Greg. You're so far away, Greg. I can't, and I can't read your lips. I can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
No, it's okay. I just have my ears are plugged in. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Going once, going twice. Okay, the nominations for chair are closed. So any discussion on the motion before we take a vote? I see no hands raised, so we'll go right to the vote. So all those in favor of me continuing in the position of chair for this next year, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all very much. I will accept the vote and serve as the chair for the coming year. We'll now open the floor for nominations for vice chair.
I am happy to relinquish. I think everybody knows that I have missed meetings. I don't think I have an April issue, but I travel a lot.
In short, you would prefer not to serve in that capacity.
I'll do it in case of duress, but if anybody has any interest, please.
Okay.
Please go for it. And I'll say that last year the official duties were not that burdensome.
All right. Well, that's helpful information. I myself would like to nominate Jeff Clark for as the vice chair. Jeff's shown his motivation and dedication to the board, and I think he would do as well to serve as vice chair. That's just my personal point of view.
Second.
Okay. We have a second for Jeff as vice chair. Are there any other nominations? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, nominations are now closed. We'll now take the vote. All those in favor of Jeff Buck as vice chair indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I see Greg got the thumb up. Thank you, Greg. All right, we have our chair and vice chair then for the coming year. Thank you all very much.
Excuse me. You can do it.
All right, let's see. The next item on our agenda is to establish the 2024 meeting schedule. I would interpret that to mean, do we want to change the regular meeting date? Is that what you're asking about there? Yeah. Eric, in terms of that agenda item, is it just a question of whether we want to change the regular meeting date from the fourth Wednesday of the month?
Yeah, so does February, April, June, that sequence work for everybody?
Yeah, this time has worked well for me for the fourth Wednesday, 6 o'clock here.
So could we please be clear, because again, I got a schedule in the letter from the mayor that was totally different mm-hmm. from the schedule that is actually in place. So February, when are the meetings again?
Okay, every other month. And so February, then April, June, August, October, December.
Can you have it the fourth Wednesday of December?
Well, that's one that we generally have to juggle a little bit, yeah. But it's
usually held earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, we usually move it up a week or two. And yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Well, I understand yeah, how frustrating that
is. Frustrating when you get a letter and it says, this is when the meetings are.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I doubt that the mayor actually penned the letter, so it probably came from the staff person that drafted it incorrectly and he signed it. So that does need to be corrected. But yes, our regular meeting would be fourth Wednesday every other month. Anyone else have any comments about that or concerns? Everyone feel okay with that?
I'll miss June.
That'll happen. Maybe for a moment we can just go back and with Carl resigning, would there be any need or desire to try to fill that vacancy? Otherwise, we'll be going an entire year. When are the appointments made? Is that at the end of the year?
Yeah, but we fill vacancies.
You will. Okay, that's good to know. I think from past history, it's better to have a full. Full roster.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll leave that to the council and staff to address. We're good. Okay. So I think we're all on board with continuing our meeting schedule as it has been in place. All right. Okay. And we can take up December later in the year. Normally we do that, you know, October or August or something, and discuss the December schedule, get that adjusted. Okay, moving on, we're now at the topic of the sidewalk infill, which we already broached, but I think now we can delve into it a little more deeply, perhaps. What's everyone's pleasure regarding this?
So, is this intended to be kind of pedestrian plan improvements? As well, because we talked about sidewalk infill last year. My recollection is the kind of the gist of that was in terms of developers, whether or not to have a fee in lieu of sidewalks in front of the properties. And right. So this discussion is certainly more than that. If one is that. To bed, are we done discussing that?
The fee in lieu?
Yeah.
Yeah, we established a fee in our fee schedule that if a developer comes in and it doesn't make sense in that particular neighborhood or street to for them to build their frontage improvements, then they would pay.
Yeah.
We would then take that pot of money and then put it towards a project to fill in another gap like the one on the 19th.
Yeah, filling gaps, don't make islands.
Right. Yeah, this is more of a, this would be more of a capital project, not a developer.
Yeah, I guess I thought this was for, in light of what we've heard here tonight about projects that are not high on the list, whether or not we want to, you know, revisit that and look at what projects stand high on the list. And do we feel that these two projects we've heard from public comment tonight merit moving up the list or whatever? I really think that's what this was intended for, but correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, Greg,
So, you know, it seems to me that we've had some people come to talk to us anyway about their projects moving up. We can't really get there, it seems to me, unless we agree first off that the priorities, the priority policies that you saw on the sheet that Eric put up are still correct. I'm not sure they wouldn't be correct, but we have to agree first that those are the correct attributes that we want that determine the priority of the sidewalk. Then we can go through and determine if the priority list we have still meets it. And I suspect it will for the most part, unless things have changed, like a school or something else. The other thing is, we've already heard from Eric, I don't have the resources to do it right now, so we ought to weigh in on the street priorities that the department's doing. Is this more important than overlay project they asked you? I don't think it is myself, but maybe others do. And from there, we can get to that answer that the citizens have come to talk to us about. To me, I couldn't go in this as a vacuum and just say, okay, people came talk to us, we're going to move their projects up on the list. I couldn't do that because we have a whole city to look at. And if we did that, we'll have people coming in right and left and say, hey, I want the sidewalks done. So we've got to use the priority system. We got to determine if the attributes we've already listed are correct. And if they are, then we need to go through it. Has anything changed in that area that would change that particular priority? And it may or may not. One of the things we could do is, even if your sidewalk didn't move up on the list because it didn't meet the priority, if your neighborhood was willing to participate financially to some degree, maybe that moves it up. It's kind of like what the city does when we want to get a sidewalk, when we want to get a street project from Metro. We put some money into the project, tends to move our project up.
Interesting. Has that ever happened? You know, Larry? Have any capital improvement projects been done strictly because the neighborhood chipped in?
Not since I've been here. You mean a local improvement, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. It also addresses the equity issue that those of us that live here have already paid for our sidewalks. So is that right that we are paying for other sidewalks? I mean, that's always kind of been a concern for me, is I've actually built two houses in West Lynn as a citizen, and I've paid for, and on corner lots, I've paid for a lot of sidewalk. But this would be a way to move your project up. If it wasn't high enough, maybe you put some, you know, you do an LID for some of it, and we as citizens pay for the rest of it.
So Eric, what you had put up there on the board earlier is taken out of the TSP, and that's the criteria or whatever it's called for sidewalk projects. Okay. So it seems to me that that's something that maybe at our next meeting we all need to have in front of us so we can look at it, talk about it, study it, so on.
You don't want a map with a table that you can't read?
Well, something to complement this map, perhaps. I don't know, because the map on its own is not.
Is it possible to pull these lists of things off and put them on a separate document that you can actually read? They have to be right next to the map on the same.
I'm sure.
It's on our website on the TSP. It's that document that I have.
I mean, I tried to go through this on the stuff that was emailed out and.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half and I just got frustrated.
Wait, was this emailed?
It's on like.
This is on our website under master plans, under the TSP.
I don't know what the, I think that was the link that I worked at. Very, very difficult to.
Yeah.
Because.
So here's the table.
Okay, that's.
Is that what you?
No, it's.
No.
It didn't look like that?
No.
It looked like this.
That was 2016. Do so, it's $2,016. So, and yeah, I think what echoing what Rich said, you're saying we should, and Greg, I guess, alluded to it as well, try to review the priorities, first of all, how this study was put together, so we all understand that. Because some of us weren't around when that happened.
Absolutely.
Right. So, and I've looked at it on the website too, and I was a little bit sketchy on, again, when you get down to priorities, it seems like there was a lot of really super good build outs down both sides of the road. Is there a shortcut you could do to put one lane in like that lady just talked about, like the little girl talked about? Can we just have a gravel path? Remember her last year? So, I mean, you know, things like that. So we can try to, is there a way to value engineer this thing to get a little bit more responsive to sidewalks or safe walking corridors? So is that a fair debate?
Yeah, I think we have to start basically ground zero and find out how the list that is now being used, how it was generated in the first place, and is it still a valid?
So since I've been here, we've never, I guess, what we need to first do is prioritize that we're going to do sidewalk projects, because that's really never been done since I've been here. We've always relied on developers to build their frontage and make those improvements.
So can I clarify one thing? Like, I thought that the city used general fund money to put in the sidewalk on Skyline Drive from the high school up to Summit. When the water project was done?
No, that was street money and storm.
Okay. Street, but it was city street, money.
Yeah, street fees.
Okay.
But not different than general.
It wasn't developers to put it in.
Correct. Okay,
it wasn't general, but yeah. It wasn't developers either.
But I guess my point was we haven't ventured off to just do sidewalk projects. That was in conjunction with a larger water reservoir right. project right. where we were going to come through and tear up and build larger transmission lines in Skyline. So we're like, Skyline needs a sidewalk. And so.
It's a fantastic project.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's been projects like that where we've tagged it on to development. We partnered the one on Rosemont that you mentioned. We did stuff like that. But we've never taken this list and said, okay, we're going to budget this many millions of dollars for sidewalk on this road in this next biennium.
Didn't the one on Skyline have to do also with the school's new parking lot?
No.
That was done before that.
No, yeah. Yeah.
So I have a question and then a comment and then probably some more things as well. The question is, so as a 2016 transportation plan, DIP, right? What's the schedule to update that? And then kind of along those lines, probably try to set priorities and policies to get in line with that, assuming that's in the next couple of years, seems like. Yeah. But I mean, I guess if that.
We talked about this the other day, and that I don't know what the status is of Metro's update. But in theory, we are due. I don't recall when the one before this one.
No, I don't know the answer to that.
Greg, do you know the answer to that? Normal master plans you would do every 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
We have, I mean, this has been updated. We've amended things, we've added things since it was put together in 2016. Totally redone since then. Yeah. So that's a good question. And we've asked it internally recently. We're trying to figure out, we're also trying to prioritize what other planning documents we need to do first, because we also have, we're working on the water master plan right now.
Yeah.
I know we've got some pavement updating, our pavement condition assessments we need to do as well throughout the city. So this one may still fall third on the list of when we can get to it and how we fund it. So our best option, honestly, is probably to do similar to what we've talked about and figure out, let's go through and see what's been done on the list already and start moving, crossing some of those things off, and then see where things fall in the priority based on that. Because we have done, I mean, some of these have been done. We just need to go through and verify which sections are complete.
Yeah. And a bigger look then needs to be taken, because, like, you know, 9th Street, that's not even a project. That's not even a low project.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I have to go off.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Yes, Jeff. A question maybe a goal would be, and I'm not quite sure how we get there, but a goal would be for this group to come up with, and this might be a little slippery slope too, but say a list of 6 projects from a sidewalk perspective that we want to try to move forward on a high priority basis. And then, of course, we need to go advocating for money somewhere, right? We don't have the money. But could that be a goal? Try to, hey, we've got some new conditions. Let's try to get on 6 projects from a sidewalks perspective that we think the city should really take a hard look at it, try to budget it, and or to go find some money.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea. The problem is, if we do the 6 priorities, they're not going to be the ones that came in here this evening. The 6 priority projects. These aren't going to be it. And I'm not saying that these should or shouldn't be it, but that's what will happen. And so I go back to that basic. If we were going to try to do a corridor study for both of those 2 corridors, which would tell us where, what was needed in that area.
Well, Greg, but why couldn't we look at those? I mean, we're going to look at projects that are already in the TSP, have already been identified. Presumably there's, you know, some background data concerning those. But why couldn't we also, in conjunction with that, take a look at the projects that have been brought to our attention through public comment to see how we think they fit in? And
But in order to do that, Rich, we've got to agree that those attributes that Eric put on the board are still the ones that help us determine what the priorities are.
That's a starting point. I think that's a starting point. We need to look at that first, and then from there we can then actually look at specific projects and how they fit in with the strategy and so on. So I would advocate that at our next meeting that we should have that in front of us, the part out of the TSP that lays out what do we want to call that again? The strategy?
It's a strategy.
Strategy. Is that for pedestrian way? Mm-hmm. Pedestrian strategy? Okay. Right. So I think that's our starting point, and we should have that on the agenda for our next meeting, along with this is the list of projects that have already been identified in the TSP, that we have that as well.
Let me ask you folks, kind of, you know, we've had people come and talk to us now a couple of times. If we wait till our next meeting, that's 2 months from now, and we haven't got, you know, is it possible that we could, I mean, we can have special meeting.
Yes.
We did it before, I think, Rich, we had some issues that we met.
We did last year, yeah.
So is it possible we all come prepared at the next meeting, and I would suggest we have one at the end of next month. Say, we come prepared as a group, each of us individually, but then we come together to determine that those attributes we still think are important. And then the other things that you said, and we, and I guess, Eric, is it possible to go through the list before then and see what's been done and draw a line through it?
Staff do it.
Yeah.
We could do the, so Rich, I throw out to the group, are you folks interested or willing to come together at the end of next month to complete that piece of work, just that piece?
Yeah, I would be.
On Wednesday.
What about Rick? Are you saying yes, you are?
Hey, yeah, I'm going to do that, but I have a question I'd like to ask.
Okay.
Who adopts this transportation strategy? Is that council adopted? Okay, so I'd pick council to change it if we wanted to change it.
Yeah, the amendments that we've had, the Highway 43 concept plan, the Wild Mulberry concept plan, those have
all been through the council.
Amendments, those have been adopted by.
Because one thing I would say in that strategy that we ought to consider, along with what you were saying, is a street that has no sidewalks would be a higher priority than a street that has a sidewalk on one side.
What if it just has sidewalk on one side in parts and not completely throughout?
You're right. You're hitting on the criteria as well, but not just the overall strategy. I think we need to have a discussion on the criteria.
Let's go back to Skyline. I see Skyline is identified on this map as being the high priority. Does that mean the map is wrong, that it doesn't recognize that the sidewalk is in on the one side, or is it saying it's a high priority to put sidewalk on the other side as well? And I cannot say that that's a higher priority than putting a sidewalk on a street that goes to a middle school that has no sidewalks. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
And I think that's the point. At the time that map was done, there wasn't any sidewalk on Skyline. That occurred after 2016.
So that's another inaccuracy in this map.
That's why they got to go through, strike it. I guess we can decide tonight, okay, if it's got any sidewalk that's continuous, whether it's both sides or one side, you can determine whether or not that's adequate.
And just, I'm sorry, one more thing I just want to emphasize, and probably I do this because in front of my house is a blacktop path on Rosemont, right? So we got sidewalks up to here. Then for two lots there, the city put in a blacktop path, and this was many years ago. And then there's nothing but gravel, and then there's sidewalk from a new development on down the street. So I think, Eric, you need to help us from an engineering standpoint understand, is there an alternative to a full-blown build-out sidewalk with curbs and bike paths and all that stuff versus a lower-cost alternative to get more stuff perhaps done? So.
Well, and that really dovetails into something that I've been kind of thinking about for a while here, is that my preference would be that this is a pedestrian discussion and not a sidewalk discussion necessarily. I think that sidewalks are, in my thought, clearly the answer in several locations. It's 19th Street, we want sidewalks there for those kids. But I would advocate that in looking at these strategies and the pedestrian plan, and it's a whole other ballpark here, is that we really start thinking about the last mile kind of issues on pedestrian stuff, where now we've got electric scooters, we've got electric bikes, and technically I don't know if those are defined as pedestrians or not, but I think we should be considering them because that is going to change how it has already has yeah. changed how people get around, and we want to allow people to get around however they choose in a safe manner.
Good point.
So I mean it gets complicated, and you know, I feel like the 19th Street is very compelling to me. There's a brand new school there, you know, in that vicinity, like that almost seems like something to me that the board might decide to say, hey, we want to give some direction to, I guess, council or give recommendations to council and staff to say, we think this warrants an immediate look because of this new school here. And then, you know, please take a look at that. But at some point, we need to stay up high with the strategies and the plan development and not get into project by project. Like, I want to look at project by project. I'm an engineer. I love doing that. I have projects on here I want to advocate for myself. But, like, I think our job is to provide a big guidance, not get bogged down in project by project so that you guys can get bogged down. And you have a hard enough job already, but
yeah, which goes back to the strategy, criteria, whatever that is used to determine what project should be funded and built. And so that's really what we're talking about, is that that's what we got to tackle.
Yeah. And if there is a giant, like, you know, we get through the strategies and the priorities on a global scale. You know, I mean, if there's a huge work session that happens to go through, you know, sidewalk projects, and I would say recognizing those as sidewalk projects is one part of a pedestrian plan, then sure, that sounds great. If that is something that you guys and council are interested in.
I think the question that was before us was whether we're willing to meet in March to start beating on this drum, I guess. Seems possible. And I've not heard anyone that says no. So I'm.
What about? I'm told really here, but Garfield, if that's going to, because that would be in the last week of March, correct?
Yeah, it would be the last week of March. What would be helpful is that the material would be provided to us in advance, so we
can do that.
Have a heads up in terms of what we're going to be studying and discussing.
We can have staff go through and look at what we have on the priority list and give an update what's been completed, an update on kind of strike through what's done. Mm-hmm. Probably won't update the map necessarily, we'll update the list at least, so you guys have an idea of what. Well, we don't need to worry about trying to reprioritize if that's where we land. No, that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
It'd be nice if we could get a large map that we could all look. You don't have to give one to everybody, but
we can pull a big map out too for the week.
Because these little chopped up pieces, I'm sorry, I can't put all the pieces together.
Yeah, like it's actually what you're looking at.
And what can we do in the interim as homework for us as board members? We should look at that PSP online.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And get educated a little bit more ourselves too.
There should be a chapter devoted just to a pedestrian, right?
Yep, it's it starts in about the page 40 of the 700-page document.
Oh my God.
Page 40. But we're going to need you to read through all of it, 700 pages.
Yeah, forget that. Okay.
But yeah, so we'll do some homework and get this back.
Can we do the first week of April instead of the last week of March?
I won't be here. Well, yeah, true. I won't be here for a meeting in April, but I won't be here for the first week.
The last week of March is also spring break.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. What would be the date of the first Wednesday of April? Just out of curiosity.
It's the 3rd, April 3rd.
April 3rd.
I would tell them to say this tonight. Yeah, not with the first days, shoot. That doesn't help me. But that's what the majority needs. Or just write it, April 3rd.
Yes, you can't make the 3rd.
Yeah, I actually will be here on 3rd. I don't need to sit, so okay. I could make it.
So we're talking to meeting the 3rd of April rather than the 3rd Wednesday.
Well, I that's been thrown out. How do others feel about that? Rick, how about you?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
And Tom, what did you say?
I said any Wednesday in April is good for me. So.
Yeah, because the final last week of March is spring break. Okay. All right. I'm good with that. If others are, we could shoot for the April 3rd.
April 3rd is a Monday.
No. Monday?
No, it's not a Monday.
Should be a Wednesday.
Don't talk to me. I'm looking at the
2024.
Looking at the wrong calendar.
Wow.
How about Greg? I'm like, can you make it?
Does that work, Greg?
Yeah, I can make April 3rd.
All right. I think we're agreed.
So,
I mean, Eric, will you be here on the 3rd?
Would it be worthwhile, to Greg's point of trying to accelerate some of this work, would you want to have a, because we were already going to have an April meeting, we're just having it 2 weeks sooner now. Would we want to have a May meeting in between May and, I don't know how.
Well, I think
I thought this was an additional meeting.
Yeah, we're talking about a special meeting in April, and not necessarily.
So we have two meetings in April then?
Well, I guess we'll have to see. Why don't we consider
Is that, I didn't catch that.
After we met on the third and decide how well things have gone and how you think we deserve a break until.
We do need a little bit of, 10 days to notice the.
Right. Meeting. That's true. No, yeah. That's true. Well, we would have that if we do meet in the 4th Wednesday of April as well.
Right.
So I think right now we just want to focus on a special meeting on April 3rd, which may or may not cancel one later that month. We just don't know yet. Okay.
Can I close on the sidewalk projects list of just from staff perspective, it's very hard. I could envision us, this group, creating a project priority list, maybe some move up, maybe some move down. In the 2018 geo bond, we had $1 million set aside for Safe Routes to School project. We partnered with the school district and transportation consultant to prioritize Safe Routes to School projects. And I forget what the list of projects was. It was in the 30s or 40s. I forget now, but
out of your 40 million?
No,
number
30 or 40 projects.
Okay.
And of those projects, the consensus was, and I forget, I believe we went to the school district, the neighborhood associations, and there was one project that went to the top of the list, and that's the one that we're currently in design with now, approaching 100% plans and working with the neighborhood and the neighbors, residents. We're at this stage of 100%, we're close to final design, we're getting pushback. And why are you doing it this way? Why are you doing it at all? We don't need a sidewalk. So it is very difficult to come to a consensus and find buy-in from everybody to, even though this was the project out of that go bond money.
Where's the, where is that?
Cedar Oak. It should be on the on this list. And so it's a struggle to.
But we're to get through. All we're going to be doing is looking at the projects, absent of neighborhood comment and all of that. That's a whole another process. And you're right. Just because we say, oh, we think this one is should be the highest priority, when you begin the public process and let the neighbors know what's in store, it may drop off the list. Who knows? They may just say, we don't want it. So, but we're that's out of our control.
Right. I guess my point being, it, and I think it's kind of what Greg was alluding to, that the list might not be the people that yell the loudest. And so,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree.
That would make sense.
Totally agree. Right. Anything can go sideways at any point. Okay. Well, I think we have a game plan.
So are we on for the 4th for sure? Or 3rd of April?
We're going to be on here? For April 3rd, yes, 6 p.m. Right here, 6 o'clock. And we'll leave it to Eric and his staff to feed us the our homework prior to that meeting. Okay. All right, we beat that one up enough.
Killed it.
All right. I would like to at this point, since we've pretty much been tackling already, is we were going to talk about what we as a board want to address or accomplish in the coming year. I think Jeff, you alluded to that in an email. I think this might be the appropriate time to add that to the agenda so we can talk about what are we as a group, what things we want to tackle or accomplish in the coming year. And I think it goes without saying this whole question of sidewalks or pedestrian transportation is certainly on the list. But what I would ask is what other things do you folks, members, have in your minds of that we might want to tackle for this coming year? Public transit, it seemed to me, was a topic that was mentioned in, I can't remember if it was during our joint work session with council or in a prior meeting, but I think there's public transit seems to be on people's mind right now.
I think it's one of the council's priorities.
Was that it? I know, I just have this recollection that it popped up somewhere.
Anything we can do to try and advocate to try that for that?
Well, they're already, they are doing some revamping of some routes through the city. And I think we were all given an opportunity to look at that comment. I don't know what, beyond that, what more we can do with it. I'm not sure.
I'm kind of going from memory here, but I listened to the council's priority work session. And one of the concerns that they had is the difficulty of getting from the top of the hill here, like down to 43 to catch a bus. That there's no public transit connection to do that.
They have worked on that, and I don't know the route number or whatever, when they're going to roll it out.
But
they have come up with
something coming up slow-mo.
Route that would come up slow-mo to the top of the hill.
See, that would be not really helpful.
I think it goes out Rosemont, actually.
I do, too. I think you're right. It goes into Lake Oswego.
I think that discourages a lot of people from using transit and consider have to walk down that hill and then back up.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And I mean, for me, it'd be trying to cross 43 and look up. Like, I've got an easy route, relatively, down the hill. Go down Pimlico. It's not a paved sidewalk the whole way, but, you know, it's not down Merrillhurst Drive. But, like, then thinking about, trying to cross 43.
Yeah.
Does anybody know if that route goes up Salamo. If it, I know it goes up Salamo. Does it continue on to Santa Anita and hit Hidden Springs before Rosemont or something?
I don't think so either, but I'm not certain of that. I think it turns to Rosemont. But
like, if we could advocate for that, because that's whatever, a minute, 2 minutes. I know minutes add up on buses, but that's a lot of population that can be served by a very minor.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, there were, yeah.
I have one other question, and this is just a question.
Sure,
Jeff, Erica brought it to me. Like, is this committee involved in setting the priorities for the upcoming street maintenance that's going to be done, like the projects you did last summer on West Bay and Sunset? Fantastic projects, resurfaced those two streets. Or is this, may not get involved in that?
It hasn't in the past, but it's not to say that it can't.
I didn't know. I somehow got my impression that maybe it was just wishful.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been, as an information item, in the past, okay. Past years, we've always been told what is on their maintenance list, but we've never really weighed in on.
So that was purely a question.
Yeah, and most of that, those decisions, a lot of those decisions on what we're going to do next are based on pavement ratings that we have.
Sure.
I don't know whether they're in the TSP or not, but we have a pavement rating system. But we largely base anything we're going to do on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that pavement document is updated every 5 years.
It's probably due for another update. Yeah,
so we were talking about having that in here next year or so.
Okay, so it sounds like everyone is okay with tackling public transit, whatever form that takes. May take us a while to get to that, since the sidewalks certainly seems to be much a hotter topic for us initially. So, but is there anything else anyone has on their mind that they like to tackle for this next year?
I mean, for me, I'd like to see us just kind of continue to think about I know, like, it's the point of the April 3rd meeting, but like the pedestrian stuff, and so it's just like, what does it mean? Electric scooters, electric bikes, like, what do we want our transportation system to look like to, in theory, accommodate those things? If somebody wants to ride a bike to Safeway or, you know, up or down the hill, you know, whatever.
I think that was reflected too in the city council joint meeting, Rich. We talked about e-plugs, right? More plugins for electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is, what does the city want to do to promote electric vehicle use? And what's the future look like? Is there a way we can kind of help formulate some of that thinking and policy? So that's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
one for us to think about.
It all has merit for discussion.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
And that, you know, to me, it could be some benchmarking with some other communities to see what other people are doing. You live in your little world here, but you probably do that a lot in your line, but I don't know. When I go to Bend or something, I'd like to start thinking about it.
You know,
hey, what's doing something different?
I'll say something different. I went to the auto show, and Portland General Electric had a display there, but they are actually putting chargers up high on telephone poles and with an access point down low that people can get to. But they're mainly intended for like apartment complexes or neighborhoods where people live, not short-term quick charging, but for overnight charging for like apartment complexes. So a person that lived in an apartment would use their phone or whatever to access the thing, and a cable would drop down, they'd plug it into their car and charge it overnight. Because I think that's one of the things where this is inhibiting people in apartments and a lot of housing or rented housing, but they don't want to install a charger using an electric car. That was something different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and just one thing, when I think about this, when we talked about it too in an earlier meeting, maybe for you, Eric, is there something this group can do to help you in your job? And you don't have to answer that, but think about it. Is there something? Unless, I mean, you know,
can we start making the list?
Yeah, but seriously, we've got some good expertise here, right? So is there a role that we can kind of help fill in? So think about that.
Okay. If anything else pops up as the year progresses, we can certainly add it to our list. But I think for the sake of tonight's meeting, we should move on to the next item, and that would be general capital project updates. Eric or Clark, do you have anything to contribute at that?
Yeah, we talked about the Safe Routes project on Cedar Oak already, so I can touch on the landfall drive.
For that Cedar Oak project, do you think that's, how do you feel about that going to construction?
It's happening.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we say we've had some pushback from the neighborhood, but we've had pushback from a few strong voiced people.
Sure.
The rest of the neighborhood is very on board with,
yeah,
with the, yeah, prospect of getting some sidewalk.
Yeah, so, no right of way issues or anything.
No, we actually, it's the greatest spot because we have a ton of right of way. So
oh,
we,
wonderful.
We just build it. That's actually why it's easy to get done.
Nice.
But yeah, we should have our 100% plans here in the next 2 weeks. So we should be hoping to go to construction and out for bid in early, late March, early April.
Is this the stretch? Are we talking about Cedar Oaks from Old Willamette Falls? I think it's called Old River Road.
Old River Road to
the school. To
the school.
Yeah. To the school. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Anyway, real quick on AP Creek, Willamette Falls Drive. If you've been out that way, there's another mini roundabout partially completed.
Yeah.
More work to do, but the work will continue from there along the park frontage to Everly on both sides. It'll be the separated cycle track and bike path and separated sidewalk. So it'll be that Willamette Falls Drive concept plan within the Main Street area. It'll look like that along there too, Everly. So we had a big change order that went through council the other night where we had to amend the IGA with the school district for work to continue.
Got it.
So,
what can you tell us about Swallow Road project?
Weather dependent. We have a meeting today. It sounds like the asphalt plant's ready to go. The particular asphalt mix that is consistent with the bike path is a special mix that they have to retool the plant, and so they're ready to go, but you know, it's got to be 55 and rising and
dry,
and so we're waiting on that. Once that's completed, there is going to be resurfacing done on Solano, but again, it's going to be dry.
That may happen before the bike path is done, depending on what's
possible. Yeah.
So yeah, we're hoping. We can't say definitively, but yeah, you know, sometime in March, April, assuming we get warm temperatures and the weather, you know, cooperates, we can get those areas kind of completed. There'll still be a little work to do after that, but.
And is there, I assume there's going to be landscaping put in that little area in between the curb and the.
Actually, yeah. 60 trees get planted.
Trees.
From the bottom of the hill all the way up to the top.
Great. Anything further, Eric, on the update of capital projects?
No
the summer road project that you talked about, having input on it, where I had planned not to do one this summer just because we need to, a lot of times the water projects are driving where we're doing street maintenance. And so we need to catch up on updating some substandard water mains. And so we got that project out late. That's out for design right now. That we'll do that this year and then do our road project next
2025.
Next, yeah, 2025.
Does the Sea Oak project tap out the Safe Routes to School funding?
It's very close. I mean, it's going to be the only one we'll be able to construct under the Go Bond. We have another one we're looking to do a design on.
Yeah.
But we won't have any more construction funds, I don't believe.
Yeah. I think there was actually more, like 1.2 million in design allocated.
Sure.
But yeah, I think it's going to be close.
Yeah.
And so that'll be, that's for right now, that's pretty much the, I don't want to say the end of Safe Routes to School, but that's kind of,
it's the end of it under the Go Bond.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are always grants and stuff to apply for.
Yep.
And we actually talked about this earlier this week. There's a grant that we were looking to apply for, but I don't think, based on the qualifications you need for that grant, we're not going to hit it. It's usually for really underserved communities, and we don't qualify for a lot of them. So we're going to look for other ones once we get the design ready on this other section to say, hey, we have a construction ready project. There are grants available that we can get for that.
Yeah.
But we're always looking to see if we can find something.
Okay, then. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Hey, Rich, I have a question.
Okay.
Discuss doing another GO bond or another one of these GO bonds, reaching the end of this one. And a lot of times they'll continue it by, you'll vote another one, same amount, no increase in taxes. Was there any conversation about that? Does anyone know?
I don't. Mary had another meeting, or she might be able to address that question, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Item six here, board discussion announcements. I have just a couple of things I'd like to mention at this point. Number one, Eric, if you could communicate with Morgan, whomever, could we get a roster with our email addresses for the current, this current board? So we all have copies of exactly who is on our board and email addresses if we want to get in touch with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just send that out to us as an email or whatever, but it would be nice to have that.
I guess she could include you when our terms expire.
And good point, Rick. When our terms expire, because even that's foggy in my brain, is just what that mind is, let alone everyone else's. So that would be excellent information. And then the second item that I mentioned at the last meeting, but I didn't really do anything formally follow up, and that was a request that if you are going to be absent from a meeting, to inform at a minimum me or Eric, but ideally maybe the entire board, so that we know who will or won't be at a meeting. Actually, we had a couple that was really tight as far as getting a quorum. And so that way we know in advance if we're going to make a quorum or not. So I do ask that you cooperate on that note to inform the rest of the board, or at least me or Eric, if you will not be able to make a meeting. Okay? And that's it for me. Anyone else? Any items to bring up? None? All right, then we stand adjourned if there's nothing further. And just to be seeing everybody on April 3rd. Okay? Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Yeah.